So yesterday, the Chavos HaVavos tells us that he surveyed the various chiburim that have been written after Chasinus HaTalmud. Mipnei shechokhmas ha-mitzvah shebatar ha-shnein, yanim. Va'echan mehem goloi v'hasheni nisto. Goli is what's explicit and just the pshuto shel mikra and Torah shebichsav. And nisto means what needs explaining. What's not immediately self-evident and clear. Yandi b'sifre hakadmonim shahoyu acharei anshe ha-talmud. Asher chibur b'inyani ha-mitzvos chiburim rabim l'amor al-chokhmos ha-inyan ha-nisto. Ra'isi kol ma shekivnu l'far v'shalavar einenu yotze b'achar v'shal shanyan. And then as we saw yesterday, he describes the three types of chiburim that have been written, perushim on Tanakh. Sifrei HaMitzvos and polemical literature to explain Emunas V'Deyos. V'chakarti aleihem, writes the Chavos HaVavos, v'lo matzasi b'hem sefer meyuchad b'chokhmas ha-matzpon. V'ra'isi ha'chokhma hazar shehi chokhma ha'schova salvava shehi nikuha v'lo chibuha v'sefer shehi ha'kol al-shar ha'shah. There's, I think, a fundamental understanding and periodization here, and just which is implicit, which is underlies the Chavos HaLevavos, and maybe just to try to recognize that as follows, Baruch Hashem. The Rambam in his Hagdama to Mishnah Torah, he begins, of course, called the mitzvah shenitnu lo l'Moshe b'Sinai b'Ferusha nitnu shenama v'et nochas luchas ha'avon v'atorah v'ha'mitzvah. And then he describes the shalshalas ha'masorah initially until Rabbein HaKadosh, and then he sort of pauses at that point to give us context and perspective on Chibur HaMishnah. And then he continues with the Shalshal HaMasorah until Ravina and Ravashi. And then he stops there. He doesn't connect the Doros from Ravina and Ravashi down to his day. The Umaso, for instance, the Me'iri, does that. The Me'iri gives you a door, acha door of the Masora, even beyond Ravina and Ravashi. Now, the Rambam ultimately is going to tell us that Mishneh Torah, you know, not only distills everything that you find in Chazal, but also what you need to know from the Gaonim also. So it's not as if, you know, the next generations are not relevant in terms of, I mean, if you're writing, I don't know, so someone, Lahavdel, you know, he's going to write a review of 17th century English literature. Okay, so he's not going to mention authors who lived in the 18th century. That's not within the purview of the book he's writing. But so Lahavdel, the Rambam does speak further on about Chibur HaGaonim, and he quotes Takanas HaGaonim in Mishneh Torah. You do have Takanas HaGaonim, that Ksuba is Nigves Ben HaMantalpulim. So that's a Takanas HaGaonim. It's not Midin the Gemara. The Rambam records that. So it's not as if it's chronologically outside of the purview of Mishneh Torah. So that's not the answer. So I think it's in the Nefesh HaRav that Rav Shechter quotes from the Rav's father that with Ravina and Rav Ashi, the Masorah, on a certain level, there was a qualitative shift in the Masorah after Ravina and Rav Ashi. And the Masorah, and it's sort of that original quality of the Masorah, it's that the Rambam wanted to trace for us. And that extends until Ravina and Rav Ashi. Now, what L'chora, I don't remember whether it says this there, Ayin Shem, but what characterizes that is that, let's say, the way we learn Torah today, so we don't open the Chumash and then apply Midas, Sha'atan, Rashid Vahan, and derive understanding, insight, new halachos that way. The Tanoim and even the Amoraim did that. When the Rambam says what's included in, when the Rambam says what every generation did, he has it here, he also has it in the Hagdamah to Perashat Mishnayos. Midvarim sheneschadshu, in the Frankel, it's in the bottom of the right-hand column on Omad Bey is here. Midvarim sheneschadshu b'chol dor v'dor, bedinim shelo lemodum mipi hashmua, ela b'midah mishloshesu emidos, v'hiskimu alein bezden hagadol. So Rambam says every generation, And this was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he gave the Torah. In every generation, there were Dvorim Sheneschadshu, which Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't spoon-fed us, as it were. There were Dvorim Sheneschadshu by the application of Midos Shaltan and Dvashezvay. Even in the Tkuvas HaMoraim, when the Rambam summarizes what the content and substance in Yan Shnei Talmudin, so on the one hand, who perish divrei HaMishnah ubiur amukos seha, but it's also udvarim sheneschadshu b'chol bezdin ubezdin mimos Rabbeinu HaKadosh v'ad chibur HaTalmud, meaning that same form of Talmud Torah, that same tzur of Talmud Torah continued b'tzkufas HaMoraim. Again, of Dvarim Sheneschadshu through the application of Midos HaTorah and Drashas Vahen. And that kimedume is a one of the characteristic defining elements of the Masora until that point. Right? It was a Masora that not only preserved, but it was also a Masora that directly from Chumash, through Midrash and Torah and Drashas Bahen, was Mechadish as well. And clearly that's not what's happening post Chasidus HaTalmud. When the Rambam describes what the Avodas HaKodesh of the Gaonim. Kolach, again, reading here in the Hagdama, it's on Omad Dalid in the Frankel on the right-hand column. Kolach hachomim sha'amdu acha chibo ha-Talmud. V'yotza lahem shem b'chochmosam hem ha-nikroim ga'onim. You can't learn Gemara superficially. Right. Most of us don't grow up speaking Aramaic, so your parents didn't teach you that. Don't have any times for them. Most of us didn't grow up speaking Aramaic. Gam chibu ha-gaonim shebchol dor v'dor chibu in levar ha-talmud. Mehem yishe perish halochus yechidos, mehem yishe perish prokim yechidim sheneskashu b'yomav, mehem yishe perish masach dos ha-storim. Ve'od chibur halachos psukos binyan ha'osa v'hamuta v'hachai v'hapota b'dvorim shehashar tzricha lahem. But the Gaonim weren't osek in dvorim sheneschadshu aydei milus ha'tan v'ashas ba. So that ended with Chasidus HaTalmud. That level of masora, that ability, that understanding of how the Midrash and Torah and Drashas Bahen are employed and applied, and that ability to darshan psukim, so you have still in the Tkufas HaMorah, but we don't have that now in our Masorah. You see, this understanding is present in Chavos HaVavos as well. Chavos HaVavos didn't expect to find this in Chazal. Chavos HaVavos is surprised that he doesn't find it after Chazal. But Chavos HaVavos doesn't say, I learned Afyomi for 7.5 years, and I didn't find this elaborate systematic presentation of Chavos HaVavos in the Gemara. You wouldn't expect to find it there. where the Chalos HaBavo says, the where you would expect to find it is after Chasinus HaTalmud. Kol Zman that we were still at that stage of the Masorah, so the focus in Talmud Torah, again, was A, to transmit, to preserve and transmit and preserve, but again, then also to increase through the Dvarim Sheneschatshu b'chol dor v'dor, through Midah Shana Torah and Dor Shezban. It wasn't the time to amplify and elaborate and systematize. No, that characterizes what our avoda is. Our avoda is, again, so we focus on all the Torah Shebaal Peh, again, preserved, transmitted, and nischadsha until Chasimus HaTalmud. So now, the post Chasimus HaTalmud Chiburim, again, that they explain, they systematize, they elaborate. But that wasn't Chazal's Avodah. So the Chazal's Avodah didn't expect to find this in Chazal. He says, you know, but I surveyed the post Chasimus HaTalmud Chiburim. And there it's, there's where you would expect to find it, and it's not there, and that's the background to his chibur. Okay, maybe there's another head right here, what we read before, but maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow.